With mushroom picking season in full swing, our guest in this edition of One on One is Jan Borovička, a leading member of the Czech Mycological Society, who combines a very Czech hobby of mushroom picking with his profession of geochemist at the Czech Academy of Sciences. How has the internet changed mushroom picking? Why are mushrooms safe to eat even after Chernobyl and Fukushima? And most importantly, where are the best spots to find them? These are some of the issues we discussed with Jan Borovička, who says this year's mushroom picking season did not start out that great.
This year is a little bit strange because everything seems to be somewhat delayed. The spring season was very poor, but likely because of the weather conditions, but now we've got a lot of rain, so it seems mushrooms start to grow.
Do they grow all over the Czech Republic, or are there any areas where right now are the places to go?
Of course, the situation might differ from forest to forest, so it's quite difficult to say where it is the best to go.
Well, Czechs like to believe that they are the nation of mushroom pickers. Is that true in your opinion, or is it a popular activity in other European countries as well?
Indeed, mushroom picking in the wild is a very popular hobby in the Czech Republic, and the Czech people know a lot of edible species. In contrast to countries like the Great Britain, we adore mushroom picking in the country, and we find this very relaxing, and of course we like eating such wild-grown mushrooms. But sometimes we forget that we are not the only nation interested in mushrooms. Mushroom picking in general is very popular in Eastern European countries, and there are also many regions in Italy, France, Germany, Switzerland, and Spain where people like mushrooms picking in the wild. And in contrast to our country, mushrooms are sold in the markets there.
Have Czech mushroom picking habits changed at all over the last 20 years since the fall of communism?
I don't think there is some notable change, but there is one new phenomenon, the internet, with many pieces of information on mushrooms and many photos, and also with communities, forums, and specialized web pages. So this is something new, and it has grown rapidly in recent years.
What kind of information do they exchange there?
They usually share their own experience and the photographs. And sometimes they discuss their finds, and sometimes it seems like a competition who is the best collector.
Well, recently a Czech insecticide producer came with a map called Mykomapa, or Mycological Map, which was supposed to tell people where mushrooms were growing at a given moment, at a given time. Can that work, or is that just a marketing trick by the company, do you think?
I don't think so. Mushroom picking is similar to fishing or hunting. You never know what you find, and the growing conditions may differ from forest to forest, so I think this is just one of the thousand silly products of the consumer's society.
You are on the board of the Czech Mycological Society, which often advise mushroom pickers on all kinds of questions. What are the most common inquiries that you get?
Oh, there are always plenty of questions, and it is difficult to decide which is the most frequent, but people often need to know how to recognize edible and poisonous species. Because some favorite edible mushrooms have a dangerous poisonous twin, or more twins, and so you must know what the differences are.
Are people, would you say, better informed now with the internet and, you know, the sort of immediate access to information?
I would be very careful to use internet for some, because you know, you never know the origin of the information you find. So I would recommend to use books, because the information in the book is always better than on the website.
You have dismissed a recent viral email which warned against mushrooms on the grounds that they could be contaminated in relation to the Fukushima nuclear accident. Are mushrooms safe to eat today, given the rising levels of pollution, of course? Would you say that it's as safe as it was 100 years ago?
With regard to radioactivity, mushrooms contain some natural radionuclides, especially the isotope potassium-40. But this is safe because it's a naturally occurring element. But in the 1970s, we detected artificial radionuclides escaped during the tests of nuclear weapons, and later also from the Chernobyl fallout. That was especially the isotope cesium-137. But in general, the concentrations found in common edible mushrooms in Central and Western Europe do not represent a risk for mushroom consumers.
Was it safe in the months and years immediately after the Chernobyl disaster or those nuclear weapon tests you were talking about, was it safe to eat mushrooms that you found in the forest?
The problem with mushroom radioactivity was a little bit delayed because it depends on the migration of the radionuclides in the soil horizon, yeah? So after the fallout, it took 1 or 2 years, and then the radioactivity appeared also in the mushroom fruit bodies. But it is very interesting phenomenon that some mushrooms take up the radioactivity and some do not. Nowadays, we can still find some species that are highly active, but the common edible species which you can bring from the forest do not represent a risk.
Towards the end of the 1980s, people were saying that because of the rising pollution, some edible mushrooms, some species of edible mushrooms disappeared. I'm not sure what you call those really nice orange small mushrooms that people put in soups, but these almost disappeared from Czech Forest. What's the situation like today?
Yes, there was a strong decrease of mushroom growth in the second half of the 20th century. And some species, including many edible and popular ones, almost disappeared from their natural habitats. But this was likely caused by the acid rain and subsequent changes of soil chemistry and the ability of mushrooms to live together with their plant symbionts. But fortunately now it seems that many of those species appear again, and I hope this trend will last.
Well, here in the Czech Republic, our president is one of the most vocal opponents of the theory of global warming. Do you observe any changes to the mushroom growing patterns that might perhaps be caused by this phenomenon?
Mushrooms are rather conservative organisms, and we also have not a lot of data. But I think it is too early to decide if there is any influence or not. I don't think so.
By profession, you are a geochemist. You work at the Czech Academy of Sciences Institute of Nuclear Physics. How did you become a mushroom expert?
I have always been interested in mushrooms, so I used to go a lot in the forest with my parents, and I used to study books, and I have also always been interested in geology and minerals and stones and rocks, and later I have realized that the world of mushrooms and the world of geology and rocks is connected together, and so I am a geochemist, so I'm interested in the behavior of chemical elements in the environment, and especially I'm interested in the interactions between elements like heavy metals and noble metals also, and fungi.
When you were deciding about what career you would choose and which university you'd go to study, did you ever consider becoming a mycologist?
In fact, I wanted to be a journalist, but later I had decided to study science because I think it's much fun, and I have always wanted to start with geochemistry and geology. So mushrooms were just a field of my research later.
You're a native of Prague. Where would you go with your parents to pick mushrooms? Did you go somewhere around the city, or would you go further away in the countryside?
I have a favorite area. It's about 50 kilometers from Prague, near the river Sázava, and it was it is a country of my childhood, and I still go there.
Now, some of our listeners who might be living in Prague and have never gone mushroom picking might be interested to go and see and try it for themselves. Where would you recommend to go? Where are the easiest places to find some nice edible mushrooms?
Oh, that's not easy to answer, because there are many places and it always depends on weather conditions. So in spring, or better in summer season, I would recommend some area near Český Krasť, Czech Karst. It's a warm landscape and with a lot of sun, and so there is a chance to get some good finds. And later in the season, in autumn, I would recommend some areas, for example, in the highland.
I was really surprised when you told me that you don't like eating mushrooms. What is it about them that you don't like?
I admit that I don't eat mushrooms a lot, but I like them. For example, I like dried mushrooms in soup, and I have several very special favorite mushrooms that I like to eat, but in general I cannot say that I would be a very big mushroom fan.
Jan Borowiczka was speaking there to Jan Richter.